Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I have another special guest. I am absolutely very lucky today to have Nicole on the show. And the reason I'm lucky to have her on the show is that this is a lady who has done very well in her life. When you look back at all of the things that she has accomplished in her working career since she left college, she has been a person that basically does everything to an exceptional level. I mean, when you look at her resume, you realize that she was a mover and a shaker. She was somebody that understood the business model for the organization she was working for. And not only did she understand that business model, she went to work exceeding goals and objectives that were placed in front of her by her leadership in the organization. I mean, I'm looking at it right now, and it's pretty impressive, really impressive stuff. Now, she spent a long time in retail sales. And for those of you out there in the audience that are involved with retail, you know that can be a very grueling industry. It is an industry where, you know, they pretty much control your life. They control when you come to work. They control when you take time off. They are better at saying no to you than saying yes to you when you have something that you need to accomplish on a personal level, because they're primarily focused on the bottom line. And the neat thing about Nicole was she was very focused on the bottom line. I mean, she has an excellent record of increasing sales, having the top performing stores in her area, and then becoming a general manager and taking tutelage over the people that worked for her and making sure that they were well taken care of and properly trained so that they could replicate the same things that she did when she was at their level. I mean, this person was on the path, in my humble opinion, to probably being a CEO somewhere in some organization. But maybe about a little over a year ago, she had a change of heart. She made a decision in her life to step away from retail, and she decided that family was very important to her. And family is a very important thing to everybody. It's an important thing to me. It was an important thing to her, still is. And it's an important thing to you out there in the listening audience. She also discovered real estate, and she started to work on building a real estate portfolio with the same fervor that she used when she was in retail management. So with no further ado, I'm going to stop talking, and I'm going to bring Nicole on, because you really have a lot to learn from her. And Nicole, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm actually doing okay. I mean, it is Wednesday, and we have officially crossed over the noon hour, so we are now on the downhill slide to the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good feeling.
Definitely.
So tell me a little bit about your background in retail sales. I mean, what was it like, you know, moving up through the ranks and, you know, surpassing management goals and things like that? What effect did it have on your life?
I mean, it was a great experience of learning, and I did get to work with some great people along the way. I had some really great leaders that I got to work with and learn from along the way. And, you know, as I grew in my career and into new positions, it did begin to take over more and more of my life. And in fact, I began to move around to new states. Had one instance where there was a little town in Arkansas that I had never heard of one day, and then 8 days later, I was living there and running my first store. So it was definitely an interesting ride. Had a lot of good times and fast paced for sure. And you had to be very driven to produce the results that the company was asking for. And I took on that challenge. And in fact, I did that concurrently with finishing my degree. Was running my first store a couple of years before I got that degree, as a matter of fact.
See, I didn't even know that. So you were ahead of the power curve while you were still in college?
Well, that's the way it worked out for me. And, you know, what started as a part-time gig to help get me through college quickly turned into a full-time management career. And college was always something that I was determined to complete. But my career began to take off, actually, in fact, before I even had that accomplishment under my belt.
That is pretty incredible. I mean, it just goes to show that everything I said about you is absolutely correct. I mean, you're not willing to sit on the sidelines and wait for life to catch up with you. You're going to outpace life and get things done. So when you were involved with retail, what was your game plan for retirement? I mean, was it even on your radar, or did you have a plan for a future retirement?
You know, I did. And the company that I was working for that I spent 10 years at actually recently went bankrupt and closed its last store earlier this month, if I remember correctly. But my plan was to continue working for that company and grow to new positions, CEO, CFO, whatever, anything along the way that that I could grow to. And, you know, what I began to see was that the leadership of the company was not taking the company in a direction that I thought was sustainable.
Hold that thought, Nicole. We're going to break, and when we come back, we're going to pick up that story right after this.
Del Wamsley on Designing a Lifestyle.
When I was younger, I decided that I was not going to live the life that the average person lived, which was to think I was going to work for the end of my life, save up enough money, and then when I'm old and gray like I am now, try to buy my life back with a pile of money that I had. I said, no, I'm going to design a life, and I'm going to live that life. That's it. Period.
Are you ready to design your life? Learn how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So as we were going to break, Nicole was breaking down for us her career path when she was working in retail. And at that time, she was working for a firm. And she spent about 10 years working for that firm. And she was kind of in a quandary because she didn't agree 100% with the direction that management was taking the organization. And of course, we went right to break at that point. So, Nicole, do you want to pick up that story from there and fill us in on the pieces that were missing?
Well, I had planned to continue growing with the company initially, and I did enroll in that 401k plan and had hoped to, you know, climb that ladder. And eventually the direction of the company and the results that followed across the company alerted me to the fact that this might not be a long-term sustainable solution for working until my retirement. I was very loyal for a very long time. And so that's when I started to look for my options and essentially wanted to make a transition out of retail. It was easier to go to work for another retailer that was, in fact, had phenomenal leadership, growing by leaps and bounds, definitely a leader in their industry, and take that opportunity to go into a larger market, Dallas, Texas, where I intended to make my my bigger transition. So that was always the plan, and I worked towards that over the next 3 years and ultimately made that decision in late June of last year to go ahead and turn in my resignation. And right about that time, we were joining Lifestyles Unlimited and getting on to the plan of, wrecking our present mindset, so which was a beautiful process.
Now, you had bought some real estate for investment purposes before becoming a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Did I get that correct?
I did. I actually had two single-family homes, and I had my condo in Dallas as well. Did traditional rental in the two houses, and I was actually doing Airbnb in the condo at that time. Sat through the two-day seminar with David Fisher and just realized how much potential I had to increase my returns on the equity that I had in those properties and the way of acquiring properties to do that equity capture initially going into the deal and increase cash flow. And I already knew a little bit about the tax advantages of rental real estate from those properties, but so I was already sold on increasing my real estate portfolio, but this the path to acquiring those properties and rehabbing them and the entire process that Lifestyles teaches just enabled us to grow our monthly cash flow and the equity that we had in our properties and put that equity that we had in existing properties to work even harder for us.
Now, when you sat through the Financial Freedom Seminar, which is the education that all of us as members go through, it is the opening of your eyes to how to invest in single-family and multifamily properties the correct way. When I went through that Financial Freedom Workshop about 3 years ago, I had some residential income-producing property that I had acquired prior to that. And what I experienced was just this feeling of I was doing it all wrong. Everything I had done up to that point was all wrong. There was a much more efficient way to do this stuff. Did you have that same kind of feeling?
Absolutely. And I mean, I'll even give you an example. The property that I had the most equity in, I had almost six figures of equity in this one property. I had the smallest amount of cash flow. So that return on equity on that single property, just once I had my eyes opened to this way of viewing how your net worth is working for you, your return on net worth that was taught during that seminar, I realized the potential that I had just sitting there wasted in that property. So, you know, that was one of the first things we got to work doing was, you know, how do we access that equity and keep growing that cash flow and really let it meet its full potential today or as soon as possible. That was one of the biggest takeaways I had from that seminar that I remember from almost a year and a half ago now.
So that's pretty interesting. You had six figures worth of equity sitting in the property, not doing anything for you, and the property wasn't doing much in the way of cash flow. What did you do with that property? Did you dispose of it or did you retool it?
I initially went to my residents in that property. They had been in that property for a very long time, and I went to them and pitched the idea of selling the property directly to them. And unfortunately, that wasn't an option for them at that time. So, you know, I did work with them on a date for them to move out and got the property rehabbed, and I was very patient with the residents, but wanted to make sure I did right by them. And but it is currently on the market, and we are looking to get an even bigger return on it than I thought, according to the most recent analysis. So I had no idea how much the value of that property had gone up since I first bought it.
So you held it for quite a while, and it sounds like whatever rents you were getting for the property, maybe they weren't as high as they potentially could have been?
I definitely would say that. And the tenants were getting a very good deal, so it was definitely below market rent. That was one of the issues on the cash flow situation. So it is, and it was the largest or the smallest amount of cash flow that we were getting on any single property. But, you know, we had some other funds to invest, so we actually did acquire some other properties in the meantime. So now we're liquidating that equity and getting ready to probably turn it into at least 3 more properties.
Now, are you going to do like a 1031 exchange on that property, or are you just going to do an outright sale, deal with the taxes, and then reinvest the money?
Definitely doing a 1031 exchange.
Ah, you did listen. You did learn. That is awesome. Very smart. Very smart on your part. Yeah. So we're getting ready to go to break, and I'm not going to let you run into the commercial. I'm going to actually stop you right here. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about how her investing strategy has changed since becoming a member. Stick around.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So if you're just joining us, I've got Nicole on today's show, and I'll tell you what, I'm having a really good time with Nicole. You know, she, at one time, was just a mover and a shaker. I mean, she was in the retail industry and she was just doing great thing after great thing and just moving her way swiftly up the corporate ladder. But in 2019, she decided to walk away from that corporate ladder for personal reasons. And those personal reasons have to do with the things that are most important in her life. She decided it was time for a change. And part of that change involved getting serious with real estate investing. Now, she had owned some real estate prior to becoming a member at Lifestyles Unlimited, but once she became a member and went through the educational program, she quickly found that maybe she had made some mistakes in operating her real estate business. And you know what? She's definitely not the first person. I have been there. I have done that, as have many, many, many members in our organization. But the neat thing about Lifestyles Unlimited is that it's okay to have made mistakes, because Lifestyles Unlimited is designed to teach you what right looks like and provides a complete support system in order for you to go forward and do great things. Well, like me, she realized that some of the real estate that she had could have been operated better. So what did she do? She did that. And she has put a particular piece of property on the market that she admits that she was probably renting below market rents, and she held it for too long of a period of time. You know what? Me too. I've done that too. But I'll tell you what, once you learn what right looks like, you're not going to go back to doing business the way you used to do business. You're going to go about doing business the correct way. So, Nicole, talk to me about the changes in your strategy with your real estate investing efforts.
Well, for one thing, I haven't mentioned this yet, but I was definitely a big follower of Dave Ramsey. And, you know, I sort of, veered from that path by purchasing some of the real estate properties that I had. But the plan was to buy and hold them until they were paid off. And that was going to be my retirement, you know, and I was going to add to them, but it was going to take a whole lot longer to build the portfolio by doing it that way. And, you know, what I realized was that, you know, you hold a property for a few years, you know, yes, we leverage it, we have debt against it, but you hold it for a few years, maybe it goes up in value a little bit, you pay down the principal, well, then it's time to redeploy that equity and grow your monthly income. And what I found out, I mean, this is just going to blow my mind. I actually did the math here, and that property that I've held the longest, monthly cash flow on that property is $228 a month on, you know, almost $100,000 of equity. With that $100, according to the Lifestyles model, I can conservatively increase my monthly cash flow by $1,000 a month. And that's, again, that's a conservative estimate. So just, you know, the speed at which we acquire properties at this, in this model is much, much faster than I realized was possible just by using that equity that we already had. And, you know, the other thing too is my 401k. I had that sitting there, and, you know, 2019 was the very best year that my 401k ever had. I think it went up like 17%.
And that's not bad.
You know, it's really not, but that was the best year we ever had. And with our real estate investments, we're easily seeing, you know, 25 to 28% return every year on our invested capital. So it's just, you know, I did, before the end of last year, I did go ahead and pull most of the 401k out, and we went ahead and deployed that into some more properties. So we've actually acquired five single family properties, and invested in one multifamily passive deal since we joined. And we've increased our monthly cash flow by $2,500 per month on top of the little bit of cash flow that I had coming in prior to that from my existing real estate. So
you basically gave yourself a $30,000 a year raise by just doing things differently.
Yeah. And, you know, my husband and I got married, and we actually, we each had a primary residence prior to that. So we were able to kind of cut our monthly expenses. So, you know, in such a way that, you know, and now with the tax benefits of the depreciation and everything that we get through those investments, it's a good place. And, you know, my husband happens to love what he does. So, which is fortunate, and I'm glad that he does. But the ultimate goal is to still replace his salary, and we're looking at doing that in probably the next 3 years.
So that's pretty awesome. So you've been a member for a little over a year. You've done some significant things to increase your income streams, and you've got a game plan to get him retired in the next 3 years. That's pretty strategic.
Yeah, we wrote it down. We made it plain. So we've got those goals visible and in the forefront of our minds.
The question I think that's burning on people's minds right now is, how did you get up the courage to go touch that sacred cow called a 401k and pull a bunch of money out of that thing?
Well, you know, I really just did the math, and, you know, the little bit of a penalty that, you know, I was going to have to pay by pulling it out early, and then, you know, maybe taxed at my normal tax rate was not even, I mean, it wasn't even a drop in the bucket compared to the amount of return I could grow over the next, you know, if I'm, let's say I'm, you know, 30 years away from retirement age, you know, that same amount of money invested in real estate is going to grow and make money five ways. And I'm going to see a return on it every year instead of, you know, having to wait to see the fruit of that. I mean, it was just a no-brainer. And especially, you know, seeing the returns that were possible, you know, at 8%, 6 to 8% return minimum on a multifamily investment. And, you know, we're looking at pretty close to a 30% return on single family. You know, that was, I mean, the math just speaks for itself.
Yeah, and that's just the cash portion. That's not even the other ways that we make money in real estate, like the appreciation, the principal pay down, and other factors. So it really, for you, it was just an informed business decision to pull that money out and redeploy it into other assets that made better sense to you.
Absolutely.
One of the questions I want to ask you, and we're getting close to a break, and I'm very afraid to ask you a question that's going to take, oh, I don't know, maybe a minute or two to answer when I've got about, you know, 35 seconds left in the segment. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hold the question off for a few minutes, and I'll give you a foreshadowing. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a foreshadowing of what I'm going to ask Nicole. So what I'm going to ask her is what exactly the experience was when she acquired her first property, the Lifestyles Unlimited Way. You're really going to want to hear this answer, so stick around.
As I sit here and read article after article and see TV show after TV show, the normal person out there on the street cannot overcome their fear to get to the analytical part of this whole process. I'm not afraid of, and I'm actually ready for, a recession, a crash of value of anything and everything. Why? It is the opportunity to do incredible stuff. But that's my analytical brain.
The United States has a very strong economy. We will return to our basic economic foundation. This is not going to be the end of the world for everyone. But you do need to take some action. And some actions will be more productive than others. And one of the things that I think you can do now is take this time, like you said, Del, people are going to be sitting at home, and you have a time right now to change your life. Make what you have work for you.
You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So Nicole and I have figured out why our voices are like gravelly and crackly today. It's been this weird weather pattern that has come into Texas. I mean, we've had some like really cold weather. She's experienced it up in the Dallas area. I've experienced it down here in the San Antonio area. And, you know, hopefully it's going to get a little bit warmer. But that's not why you're tuning in. You don't want to know about the weather forecast. What you really want to know is what Nicole's experience was on the first rental property that she acquired, the Lifestyles Way. Go ahead, Nicole, take it from there.
Well, first of all, we connected with the realtors at Lifestyles, and we looked at a few different properties. Actually, I went out and looked at them. And before we found one that really met what we were looking for, or maybe it just took us a little bit of time to get comfortable with the concept of buying a distressed property. But we finally found one in Mesquite, Texas. We went under contract on that house on September 6th of last year, actually. September 7th, we flew out for Hawaii. Had a great 8 days in Hawaii. My grandmother had gifted us a week at her timeshare there. And so we were all over Kauai, you know, in the process of getting ready to close on this house. But we were zip lining and going on helicopter rides and just having the greatest time. And then we flew home, and the very next day we closed on that property. So it was a very quick process. So I always remember that as being part of the journey. And we closed on that property, and immediately the rehab began. And we did use one of the Lifestyles vendors as our contractor. So from there, it just was a process of me going out there once or twice a week just to kind of check on the progress. It moved very quickly. They were done probably before the first part of November. And we actually rented it for, I think we got $50 a month more than what the Lifestyles realtor had sent to us in the quest and what we had figured on. So that was nice. And interest rates had actually dropped a little bit too by the time we refinanced it. So our cash flow was even better than expected as well. So that's been great. I mean, it's amazing to think about the house that I walked into, and I have pictures of that. And there was a hole in the ceiling, and there was a hose going through the ceiling over the bathtub. It's like, what's going on here?
Sounds like a drainage problem. I don't know.
I don't know. And we never really did figure out what that was, but it turned out just absolutely beautiful. Very happy with the way it turned out. And, you know, we got tenants in there and signed our lease actually the night before we did a case study on that property. So it worked out really nicely. Yeah, I think about a month or so later, we actually closed on a 2-property package down in South Dallas, Oak Cliff area, and got the ball rolling on that as well. So we didn't waste any time when it came to acquiring those properties.
So how much time did you really devote to making sure that, you know, you were picking the right property and that the property was being rehabbed and then getting the property all leased up and doing all the financial things that you needed to do? How much time was really involved on your part?
Well, you know, I spent about probably 20 minutes at the property. So I think I actually spent a little bit more time actually driving to the property than I was on the property. But the Lifestyles contractor had already done a bid that the realtor had included along with the details of the property. And I got to speak to that. And I actually had met this contractor on site at a couple of other properties that I had looked at. So we already kind of had a relationship. And so, you know, it was just exciting to, you know, for everybody to be able to get into a deal. But from there, it was, you know, we were using the Quest software. So just a few minutes to do the evaluation and run some numbers and make sure we were comfortable with that. As far as making sure the rehab was going out as planned, it was, you know, just really just walk through. I mean, we had a couple of phone conversations and, you know, they were asking, you know, what colors I wanted to use on certain things and a little bit of that. But I mean, I don't think I even listed a tape measure or anything as far as the rehab goes. It was a couple hours a week, maybe, that I would spend just driving out there and just kind of walking around. And I had the time to do it. So that was, you know, it was really no big deal. But it was a lot of fun to watch the property be transformed from the inside out.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I think the takeaway I had was you didn't spend much time on this property at all. I mean, after all, you found the property, you went to Hawaii, goofed off for 8 days, ziplining and flying in helicopters and doing all kinds of great stuff, not worried about, you know, what was going on. Came back from Hawaii, closed on the property, had already built your team, so your team went to work for you, doing all the things that needed to be done. And, you know, you just really were kind of following up and making sure that, you know, people were doing what they said they were doing. Next thing you know, mm-hmm. you've got a great resident in the property with a 1-year lease on the property. They're making their payments in a timely manner every month. And cha-ching, you have cash flow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And not only that, these particular tenants have done amazing things to improve the curb appeal. They've done all this landscaping in front of the property. It's beautiful. They've gone far and above what I would have expected and really made a home out of it, which is really awesome.
Yeah, I think that is the neatest thing is that, you know, when you have that ability to take the ugliest thing in the neighborhood and turn it into the most beautiful thing in the neighborhood, and then you're providing a service for people that are really looking for that kind of quality housing, and then when they find it, you know, they want to take care of it. I mean, and that's a prime example of pride of ownership. Even though they don't even own the property, it's as if they do.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
That is really cool. So you mentioned you had picked up a couple of other properties. What was that experience like? Was your time commitment any different, or, you know, was it pretty much more the same?
So I'll tell you what, on those properties, I actually decided to act as the general contractor. And again, you know, I had left my job, so I had the free time to do that. So it did take a little bit more of my time, but I would say even in that role, it was far from a full-time gig. I mean, you know, maybe 15 hours a week or something like that. And, you know, just finding the people and networking and, you know, getting the, you know, the process and the order of things scheduled. And so it did take a little bit more time, but that was my choice. And it was definitely an interesting experience. And I have, of course, done a lot of management in my past. In fact, I managed stores while they were being remodeled. So I had a little bit of experience to that previously. It did take a little bit more time, but we found the properties actually through some wholesalers. And I would definitely caution you to make sure that you know how to evaluate that property before you buy from somebody that's not a lifestyles realtor, for sure. Always do your own due diligence, but definitely make sure that the deal works with the analysis that you are taught to use the lifestyles way. But those properties, we actually, it was an interesting story. The tenants had been in them, and they were distressed properties, but the tenants had been in them for a very long time. And we actually, they requested to put a deposit down prior to moving out before the rehab began. So we background checked them, ran them through, and signed a lease with them, and received their deposit prior to even having them vacate the property. So they've been great tenants, and they've been nothing but appreciative of the fact that we put in central heat and air, upgraded the appliances, new cabinets, done all these things, and they've been nothing but appreciative. It's really blown me away, in fact, just how grateful that they are to have a nice place to live. It's just amazing.
Yeah, I think that is at the root of success in the Lifestyles Unlimited community, is when you can go out and create clean, functional workforce housing for people in that class. They're so appreciative of it, because they look at other things that are out there, and they just, those other things, they don't compare. Well, Nicole, I got to say thank you for your time today. I have run out of time. I really enjoyed my time on the show with you. And for those of you out there trying to figure out how to get started, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.